Debo, as seen on Let It Rip. It's popping. How about that? We got that up there. We got that by.
What? That wasn't the same guy that used to put up like MLL Rick Shaved. It was Hedgie, was it? Wasn't that? Wasn't his name Hedgie?
I don't remember, but guys, some funny stuff has gotten up there.
It was like for a string of a month and a half, he would put something like, I totally agree with Reverend Horace Sheffield, hashtag shaved. They had no pubes.
Hey, they didn't do the Sheffield story, did they, on Let It Rip?
I didn't see it. I don't know. I just saw a lot of posts that people put up with it. What is there to do? There's nothing to do about that story because there's no side to it.
No, there isn't. Although there's two sides to every story now. It doesn't matter how wrong you are, someone will be on your side, or they'll act like you have a side.
Which honestly is a pretty big problem, to tell you the truth.
It wastes a lot of time, in my opinion.
Well, not to get all journalist on you, but when you act like 10%, that, you know how we always say there's 10% that will disagree? Sky's blue. Nope, pretty 10% much. Will always say it's green. If you give that 10% and make it look like it's 50% of the argument, it's bullshit.
Well, yeah, that's exactly...
It's called Okrent's Law.
It's wasting a lot of time.
Yeah. You're trying to be balanced by presenting both sides when there really is no other side.
It's sort of like those...
Instead of being factual.
You know, when they had that Nathaniel Abraham protest, quote-unquote, and all the TV stations were there to film the 14 people that showed
exactly.
up. When they were going to have people holding hands around the courthouse, but fortunately they didn't have enough to hold hands.
Remember they did that too when Jesse Jackson came to town at was that at Fairlane Mall, and they had the big and he was on a megaphone, and then one station had the tight shot.
The people were 5 feet away from him. Like, why are you using a megaphone? You could whisper and they could hear you.
A megaphone really implies that there's a ton of people around
you. A bunch. People far enough away that you need a megaphone.
That you're so important. It's in my brand's ask where it is. It's in my garage. I do have fun with the megaphone still, like for my neighbors. I'm sure they love it.
You know, I'm pretty sure we're going to have a pretty good example of exactly what we're talking about, or so the sounds of it. They sound so confident about this Milwaukee video that this guy has a gun.
Oh, yeah.
He's turned around with a weapon, which he's asked to drop, and he doesn't. And why are you burning up a city over something like this? The shooter's black, too, so you can't say racism.
The officer is, yeah.
But I don't care what color he is. If the guy's got a gun,
Once again,
are these cops supposed to do?
Once again, this is why you take each one by itself and look at it. Of course this is what they're going to do if they're fearful of you have them shooting.
And the sister says, the cop should be charged. She wasn't
charged with
there.
What?
With murder.
Okay.
With murder.
Well, they're not going to be. I think she's a little biased, though.
Yeah, a little biased. And by the way, has she not looked at her brother's police record lately? Maybe. Want to take a look at that? Maybe give that consideration?
I know, but it's not like the cops knew the police record while they were chasing him.
Well, no, but this... I mean,
he's not a good guy.
Maybe have been using her time to try and influence her brother in some positive way.
Of course.
Than trying to suggest that the police shouldn't shoot people pointing guns at them.
No matter what the reason, still no excuse to burn down a whole city.
No. And
that's not going to help your argument.
For Christ's sake, is anybody going to talk about the fact that these people could help themselves, this guy included, by not pointing a fucking gun at the cop?
Of course.
Not to mention the fact that he's pulled over for driving badly, and then...
Are you surprised, though, the police say they're not going to release the footage?
This footage?
Yeah. Because there's no audio... That's what they said this morning, or that's what I heard this morning.
I'm a little surprised, but I got the impression that they are going to see they're going to see the video, or this video is going to be used in some way.
Well, wouldn't you feel stupid after the video comes out if you're the sister?
Oh, my God, of course, but nobody does. No one ever feels. She'll probably say he still should be charged. She'll probably say that.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Well, video can lie.
And there'll be people who agree with her.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, that's just a sucky situation.
No one even knows what happened, and they're burning a fucking city down. Are you kidding me? Come on.
Do you have a list of the buildings they burnt down, by the way? It's like a gas station.
I think there's four. Is it four businesses?
I mean,
four or five businesses?
Serious issue, shallow thought. If you're going to do something like that, wouldn't you maybe, burn down something that, maybe, wouldn't you loot?
Wouldn't you... Well, they did. They were looting.
Oh, they were?
They were looting,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. Because the buildings I heard they burned, I was like, really? What are you going to get out of those buildings?
I guess there were some looters. Somebody was complaining that, you know, this is crap and these looters don't care. They're not going to be back here.
Just like every time there's looters?
I don't know. I don't know even know which store they were talking about, but...
No, but I mean, every time there's looters, do you think they really care about the issue?
Oh, no. Hell no. Of course not. They just completely destroy the issue, basically.
Yep. And ruin the argument, if there even was an argument.
This one is just really stupefying. Absolutely stupefying. But, you know, it would be nice to see the video, just because.
I don't think... Do you think this will get as much coverage as the other ones?
No, because the criminal... The person who was shot was in the wrong.
Yeah,
it's pretty clear cut.
Cut and dry, yeah.
But, you know, the problem with this in general is, and I've seen many cases where the cops were ruled to be in the right. The fine line is very much in the officer's favor in terms
tap,
of the
tap,
way they,
tap. Case ended.
In terms of the way they handle it.
Well, and the law benefits them because it's an absolutely insane job, and it should benefit
them. It should
it's
benefit
crazy.
Them. But it's sometimes I think wildly in their favor if there's even the remote, even a slight physical threat to their safety, they can shoot people, and I guess they should be able to.
He's breaking the law.
No one should have a chance to bring physical harm to a cop, even if it's not death.
But that okay now for argument's sake, that's where it comes in as to how much not in this case but in general how much of a threat is their life really in.
I don't know. If you're physically threatening a police officer, I really don't have much hope for you, to be honest.
Elton Sterling?
Louisiana.
Eric Gardner in New York, the Lucys. I mean, that I'm just saying that's where it comes into play.
The guy in New York was
someone's blowing up.
God. The guy in New York was just a bad deal. I don't know how that guy died, but he did. The guy in Louisiana... Well, he fought with the cops, but he wasn't really, I mean, he seemed to be sort of...
But that's why those are major cases, because...
I don't know what the... There's just a small portion of that video that I wasn't really able to see. He had a gun in his pocket, and he's fighting with the cops. I don't know, I probably shouldn't have shot him. I don't think he should have shot him.
I don't think so.
What prevents... Well,
it's easy for me to say that.
What prevents some of these videos from leaking and which ones don't?
Well, that one was taken by a civilian.
So the civilian is the one that uploaded
it
first?
Yeah. Okay.
I think
there were two civilians for Elton Sterling. Of course, there's the Philandro Castile one in St. Paul. That's where his fiance videotaped it. Eric Gardner was another civilian. The Milwaukee one doesn't seem to have any civilian footage. So that's
the famous
all.
Video.
That's you know, it sure is a fact. If you don't fight with the cops, you're not going to get killed. If you don't screw with the cops, if you do what you're told, you should not be killed. Now, there was one guy who was killed who didn't fuck with the cops, so maybe that's not even always true, but you sure improve your chances when you don't fight with the police by a whole lot. Mary and Barry's kid died.
Oh, really?
Yeah, drug overdose.
I'm shocked.
36 years old, and he was...
What's his drug of choice?
You know, they didn't really say, and I felt terribly cheated.
More importantly, what bitch set him up? Right, that was
might have been the same one, you know.
Marion Barry's famous quote.
Oh, yeah. The way he sucked on that crack pipe, it was so obvious he had done that many, 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 many times.
Bitch set me up by making me take a huge drag on a crack pipe. That makes no sense, Barry. And yet, what a recovery. Is that not one of the most amazing recoveries of all time?
You know, I don't even know if I can call that a recovery because...
He was mayor again.
No, but he's marrying Barry. He was...
I know, but you got to admit, you got to be slightly impressed that he managed to become mayor after getting busted smoking crack.
To have the audacity to run again is all he had to do, really.
I mean, Rob Ford is pretty amazing that he kept his job as long as he did smoking crack, but there wasn't even footage of that until, obviously, after he died last week.
And he was clearly a pro, too.
I bet you,
he took.
If he didn't die, I bet you Rob Ford could have been elected mayor again.
Yeah, sure he could. This is K2 and PCP.
K2, the synthetic weed?
Yeah.
PCP, yikes.
Kenny Baker died too. R2-D2.
Was he smoking PCP too?
No, he wasn't. He was smoking any PCP.
You just see him spinning around in the R2 thing on PCP like mad. Just lights flashing all over the place.
Danger, danger. His arms flailing.
Isn't that what everybody thought of when he died? Was just that part in Star Wars where R2 just ran out of power. What most people thought of when they heard Kenny Baker die. And then he just tipped over like R2-D2 did. I shouldn't be laughing so hard at this guy's death.
He was 81, long life. By the way,
81 too for being short.
I was wondering about that. Do
I don't know?
Little people have normal lifespans? I never thought so.
I would think if you fall outside the norm on height and weight, you tend to struggle.
Did
have a long life?
Did Kenny Baker? I'm not a big Star Wars person. Did as R2-D2? Did he do anything?
Yeah, he did that. That's him whistling.
I mean, he never talked.
They stuck him in the can and made him drive around.
He helped out Luke on the X-wing too.
So he didn't do anything.
He helped out Luke on the X-wing. That might have been the least of his efforts because R2 didn't even move in the X-wing.
Sure, he made repairs.
I mean, you could essentially put anyone in there and do what he did, right?
But he had
remember
to fit.
In the
what?
New Hope, they were about to get crushed by the garbage, and R2-D2 saved them from getting crushed in the garbage. He's a hero.
Movie projector for
For Leia. Yeah, he did a lot of things.
He was the first officer robot.
Drew, he didn't do shit. He was just small.
I didn't think so.
Fit in there.
That's what I thought. He was the only person to fit in there. Have you seen the Johnny Depp video that supposedly Amber Heard put out?
Is this the finger one?
No, there's two of them. Oh. There's the finger one. Well, actually, that's a picture. The other one is him. He's just slamming stuff in his kitchen. And busts a wine bottle. I mean, he looks like...
What an asshole.
Looks like a complete jerk.
What does that prove?
I don't know what it proves. I don't know what precipitated it, but he looks like an absolute idiot. He's drinking a giant glass of wine in the morning, too, which is kind of interesting. Big old glass of red wine.
How many bangles did he have on his arms?
Yeah, how much accessories was he wearing? How many bandanas and
hats? He was fully dressed. He had
sunglasses.
He had a hat on. He had some kind of bandana on or something. He looked like he was in full depth mode.
Yeah, well, because when he was created on a video game machine, he just chose every accessory available. Facial hair, clothing. If you can add an accessory, Depp has it.
It's funny. I never thought of this guy. It seemed like there was no kryptonite with Johnny Depp. No, just all cool, always cool, always would be cool. And now all of a sudden that I'm not so sure about that.
So what is his kryptonite? Himself?
Yeah, looks like it.
Yeah.
I have a feeling. Oh, you're looking at it, Jay?
Yeah,
he keeps slamming the cupboards, which is, wow.
Well, you know.
It's a very noisy video.
Maybe he was planning on redecorating anyway.
He's mad at Amber Heard for something she did or said this morning.
Oh, God.
What that is, but you'll hear him.
Was it, Johnny, can you put any more bandanas in your pants? You have two back pockets that have nothing in them.
That's him slamming the cupboards.
What a baby.
Very hard. Very good, Jen.
What happened this morning? You know that?
Were you in here?
No.
So then nothing happened to you this morning?
Yeah, you're right. I just woke up and you were so sweet and nice.
Slammed him
we
again.
We were not even fighting this morning. All I did was say sorry.
Did something happen to you this morning? I don't think so.
He sounds hammered, doesn't he?
Yeah, it does.
I don't think so.
No, that's the thing.
You want to see crazy? I'll give you fucking crazy.
Not really.
There he pours himself a big old glass of red wine.
Oh, that's crazy, Johnny.
You want some fucking crazy?
Have you drunk this whole thing this morning?
Oh, you got this going.
You just started it.
Oh, really?
No, it looks like he's attacking her there, isn't he? He's trying to take her phone away? Is that what it is, Jay? Yeah. He's trying to take her phone away from her.
God.
Okay, I have my theory.
Go. What is it?
He's an alcoholic. He's like he's gone from being a fun partier to over the line, full-fledged boozer.
I'll buy into that. That sounds about right.
That was a hell of a glass of wine he pulled.
It was.
God.
And that bottle was almost gone. It was a big ass bottle too.
Wow.
Yeah, I, you know, because I've read a lot of this too. How late he's up partying with the band all the time and
vampires.
It sounds, you know, a guy going through a divorce he's very unhappy about. It doesn't sound like most guys his age don't go out with a rock band and stay up all night with a bunch of chicks and drinking and party. I mean, that's not really a...
At least she got away from him, right?
Yeah. He looked kind of dangerous there. I mean, if she were my sister, I'd be concerned.
Yeah. I'd have been concerned anyway.
That's really weird. And then the other one is he cuts his fingertip off.
Ugh.
And instead of going to the hospital, because it's a big chunk of his fingertip, he dips it in. She's been painting. He dips it in her blue paint and writes Billy Bob on the mirror. Apparently he's accusing her of fucking Billy Bob Thornton.
Wow. How deep.
Yeah.
How stupid.
And a few other things. Yeah, no, he sounds like a real baby.
When will he look in the mirror and go, oh my God, I'm Johnny Depp. I can get whatever I want and whoever I want.
Well, but, you know, if he wants her, there's no telling how stupid someone can act when they...
That's pretty lame.
...rejected by the one person they want.
That's pretty lame.
But, yeah, I thought it was pretty stupid. And I don't know what she did. I heard she was bisexual.
Well, she was dating a girl for a long time, right? I thought... Right. Yeah,
I assume anyone who marries someone who's bisexual is okay with the fact that they may want to do something with the opposite sex once in a while and isn't a super jealous type of person. But he, I don't know.
What a child.
It's pretty stupid. I just have a feeling it's booze. It's just, he's just a drunk.
Brandon has a great question.
Yes.
Go ahead, just ask it.
How does Billy Bob Thornton keep getting hot ass?
I don't know, man. He's just pretty flippin' cool, isn't he?
Well,
I have a feeling his thing is not caring, just being totally aloof.
Yeah. He seems like a good guy, though.
He does. I agree.
You know? He doesn't take himself too serious.
He's got Bad Santa 2 coming out, so he's got a lot going for him.
Well, he's definitely a star. I mean, he's such a great actor. I love him. I love the guy.
Who's on his list? So Amber Heard, Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie. There's some other big ones on there, I think.
That's what I'm trying to think
about. He married some really dubious choices, too. He's been married 5 times. When he wasn't such a big star, he didn't seem to attract as nice of quality women.
He had that great interview on the Canadian radio station.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
You wouldn't be asking Tom Petty that, would you? What?
Let's see. That Petra Cherniak chick, she's...
Really, sure.
Yeah. I
model, probably.
Yeah, Melissa DeBin, Tony Lawrence.
That's Joey's sister.
He's got 5 kids, so...
He has 5 kids?
Well, I think Maddox counts as one of them.
Wow, I didn't even think about that. Maddox,
yeah, adopted
is his.
Maddox.
What about
with
Pax?
Jolie.
Is Pax his kid, too?
I don't know.
Pax? That's her second kid. Wasn't she with Pitt?
I don't know.
I think she was.
Wait, so Maddox is Billy Bob's kid. How old is Maddox
now? Billy
Bob
gets him every other weekend.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what Maddox is up to now. He's got to be like 16, 17, doesn't he?
15. He had a receding hairline at 8.
He's receding hairline.
Oh, no. Oh, God. He thinks he's cool now. He thinks he's hot.
He's got two.
Another jacket and a tie, and his hair's all poofed. All right. And
I want to see. I want to see.
Prepare to be bummed out.
But this one notes Brad Pitt.
He's been Jolie'd.
So Billy Bob must have been wiped clean, and then Brad Pitt is now listed as his father.
Probably. I bet she is.
Can you find a picture of Pax and Shiloh?
I'm Angelina Jolie's son. Brad Pitt's son.
Shiloh goes by what now? She's got a
male name. Is it Pax one that's transgender? One of them's transgender.
Shiloh.
Oh, Shiloh. That's right.
Pax looks like Maddox.
Pax.
Whatever.
Oh, boy.
By the way, I'm reading that CAA book, that Creative Artists book.
Oh.
Which is getting a lot of
sounds cool
attention. And it's about the biggest, basically the biggest agents in the world for about a 25-year period. And, oh, man, great stories in there. It's a little bit more about the agents than about the stars.
Yeah, okay.
Which is maybe a little disappointing.
They have to deal, though, with the stars.
Yeah. But there's stuff about the stars too. It's if I read more, I'll definitely bring some of that to the podcast. Which, by the way, is in two parts starting today.
Who wrote? I'm sorry, but who wrote the book? Do you know who wrote the book?
God, you know, I should know. I have the fucking book. I completely spaced. What time is Elbinger?
He should be right about now.
Oh boy.
Okay. He is the guy. Probably, if you saw the Free Press today, he's on the front page of the Free Press because Saturday was the 50-year anniversary of the Beatles' last appearance in Detroit at the Olympia. He was a 16-year-old student photographer, and he had two rolls of film, only 24 pictures.
What?
And he got 13 pretty good ones, and it sounds like it was basically the beginning of a photography career.
Well, don't you want to hear about the three bad ones then?
You mean the 11 bad ones?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You said he had 24.
Yeah, I do. I was thinking about that.
Yeah, and what made him so bad?
Can there be a bet? I mean, are they out of focus? They must be.
By the way, you know who wrote the CAA book?
Who?
If this is the same one. Is it called Powerhouse? The Untold.
It's brand new.
Yeah, August 9th. James Andrew Miller, the guy that did the ESPN and the SNL book.
Oh, yeah.
With Shales.
It's written a lot like that.
Yeah, oral history.
It's really good, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, cool. I'll read that.
Yeah, I think you would like it.
I'll read that.
Where's my...
All right, so let's call this Joker.
It's my Beatles story. I can't find it.
I like how I'm looking at this picture on the Free Press of him. So it's like a picture of Ringo on the left and Paul on the right, and then and he's right in the middle.
Oh, wait, who is?
Doug.
Oh, Doug is.
Elbinger, yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Duh. So this is really a story, right place, right time.
Yeah, it seems that there just aren't many people around who have pictures of this show,
mm-hmm.
but he's kept his. So, you know, he's really got the only record of the last show they did in Detroit.
But they were huge then in 66. So why wasn't...
The photography pit was jammed with people, too, and that's why I couldn't understand, well, why aren't there more pictures available?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they died, and I don't know. It was 50 years ago.
I just like this picture of him at the former site of the Olympia Stadium, looking off into the distance, his camera around his neck.
I thought that was kind of silly. I mean, you know, Olympia's been gone for a little while.
Yeah.
Almost 40 years.
I wonder how much he remembers of the set list.
Oh, you know what? It's funny. I wondered the same thing. I have a feeling it's going to be very little, but I want to ask him.
Okay.
They only played 11 songs. They did an afternoon and an evening show.
Really?
Yeah, they did two shows on a Saturday.
Weird.
I know. That used to be more common.
How common of what? That used to be more common, or the Beatles?
That used to be more common.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, like 60s, not when it became real rock and roll, like 68, 69, mm-hmm. but more like 63, 64.
Post Woodstock.
And the shows were like 40 minutes long. Of course, usually there would be four or five acts per show.
Yeah.
So it's a little different. Is LB answering? Doug Elbinger's his name. He goes by LB.
He does not go by LB. I mean, he is for now, for this interview.
The opening song was Rock and Roll Music, which is a Chuck Berry cover. Yeah. That was kind of weird.
They followed up with, You Can Smell My Fart. That was song number two.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Hello, Doug speaking.
Hey, Doug, it's Drew and Mark calling from our podcast. How you doing?
Oh, real good. What? Who's calling?
Drew and Mark.
Hi.
Drew and Mark.
Yes.
Okay. Which one are you?
I'm Drew.
I'm Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. This is really cool. We're just looking at all the pictures that the Free Press put out that you took.
Oh, yeah? What'd you think?
I like them. But you know what my favorite picture was, Doug?
What?
The picture of you looking off longingly at the old Olympia site.
Oh, hey, they asked me to do that at the Free Press. That's not one of my poses.
Something
stock poses.
Something told me that was, I want to hear about your stock poses.
Ooh, or not.
Hey, Doug, so you were 16, a student photographer when this came about, right?
Right, yeah.
They talk about this in the story that, you know, everything was downhill from there. This had to be one of the biggest thrills of your career, and yet to have it at 16.
Well, 50 years later, I'm still talking about it. People are still asking me about it, so I'm glad to share.
Isn't that strange, though, that something so cool would happen so early in your career?
Yeah, I mean, in a way, I mean, it did open a lot of doors. You know, it did. It did. It helped to have that in my resume, let's say.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, you know, when I first read the story, it's funny. I didn't even think to call you for the podcast. And then when I saw it today on the front page, I said, we got to get Doug on. This is such a cool story. My first thought, Doug, was, I wonder if he sells any of these because I'd like to buy one.
Yeah, I do.
of course you do. awesome.
You know what? I really haven't, you know, commercialized it as much as I probably can or should. But if you go to my website, Elbinger, ELBINGER.com.
I will.
There's a link that goes right to my studio storefront, and it says public, and there's a sign that says public galleries, and a sign that says private galleries. So the private galleries, you need a password, but the public galleries says in very faint gray type, The Beatles. And you can order off of those, and those are black and white, archival prints, matted, signed. And
oh, how cool.
So, you know, they're real collector's items.
Well, I love the one on the front page where John and Paul are sharing the microphone.
Yeah.
That's a great shot. You know what?
Well, look at that. Do you have that in front of you?
I do. I do.
Look very carefully. Is there anything in his pocket?
In Paul's pocket?
John Lennon's pocket.
It sure looks like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that?
What do you think?
Is that a bottle?
No, it looks like a banana in his pocket.
Maybe he's just happy to see you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's... it looks like I'm happy to do this.
Oh. Wow, he's hung.
What? That's damn crazy. Right. Wow, that's bizarre.
Does. A lot of it's the way the pants are folded. But you know,
could be. Yeah. You know, I was thinking about the fact that it's just so strange to think of how much they changed from 64 to 70. Here they are in 66, and they're still wearing matching suits for their concerts.
Yeah, well, I guess that, you know, that was the thing. They were showbiz.
Stones didn't have matching outfits.
It's a little lame.
No.
But, hey, yeah, it's a little lame. Although I think these suits are pretty cool. Did you say they're red pinstriped?
No, they're gray with red pinstripes.
Right. That's what I meant.
They were gray suits with red pinstripes. I think they wore them. I was, you know, there's a book by Chuck Gunderson called Some Fun Tonight. Look that up on Google. Google Some Fun Tonight by Chuck Gunderson. And he has the definitive book on the history of the Beatles tours. And my pictures are in that book.
Really?
But for any serious Beatles fan, you really need to check that out.
I will.
I mean, it's two volumes, and each volume is about 200 or 300 pages, and it's large format and very high quality printing, and years and years of research went into getting that. All the interviews and collecting all the photos and everything. So if there's any diehard Beatle fans out there and you don't know about this book, Google Chuck Gunderson, GUNDERSON, and the book's title is Some Fun Tonight.
It looks really cool. I'm looking at it online already. Mark was real curious about the 11 pictures that you weren't so happy about.
Yeah, what happened to those?
Well,
are they all close-ups of John's garage? I'm just kidding.
I mean, I had two rolls of film of 120, 2 1/4 film.
Yeah, Roger.
And there's 12 shots on each roll. And, I was in the side of the stage in the dark trying to reload my camera in the dark with sweat dripping off my forehead into the camera. So I was lucky to get pictures at all. And then a few of them just didn't, you know, I for one reason or another, had the wrong shutter speed or the flash didn't fire or something, you know.
Now, see, when you were a sweaty mess fumbling around, I'm sure some of those pros were like, oh, look at that little 16-year-old. But now you get the last laugh because you have the only footage.
Well, I don't have the only, but I think I got some of the best because the photographers in the front of the stage were by and large using 35-millimeter cameras, and which in that light and everything
lame.
Just didn't
even
cut
I know that's
out.
Stupid.
Lame. Yeah. So I didn't have 35-millimeter camera. I would have brought it. I had an old Rolleiflex, and
You still have it.
So I still have it. Yeah, I'm going to donate it to the Detroit Historical Museum when I get around to it.
Oh, how cool. Yeah, it's a cool-looking camera, I got to say. I don't know much about cameras, but it looks cool.
Oh, yeah. You've never seen a twin-lens reflex before?
No.
Come on, okay. Drew.
I'm not a photographer.
Do you know what film is? A lot of people don't even know what film is.
Sure. I know a little bit. Not much.
Yeah.
But I thought that was one of the neatest things about the story was you saw the photographer pit or where the photographers were, and you said, I'm never going to get anything if I try to jam into that with all those people. So you went to the side of the stage where they were suggesting it was Mal Evans, who was kind of their roadie friend.
Yeah.
And you said, hey, can I take pictures over here? And he said, yeah, go wherever you want, kid.
Yeah, he said, sure, lad. He actually didn't say kid. He said lad. But he said, yeah, lad, go up, take all the pictures you want. So I went up the stairs, the half dozen stairs to the 3-foot stage riser, and it was still pretty dark. Then the lights came on, and the Beatles ran up the stairs right in front of me, and one of those pictures is in the book, and I forgot to put that one on the website. But so then I was on the in the wings of the stage, or the side of the stage, and all the other photographers were in the front of the stage. And the reason I didn't, because I had the lowest, being 16 years old, being an assistant, and all the top photographers in town were there, and I just couldn't elbow my way through the crowd to get in front. And otherwise, I thought, well, the only thing to do is go on the side of the stage. And like I say, it was dark, and I'd never photographed a concert before, so I figured, okay. So I went up the stairs, and boom, then like a half a second later, the Beatles appeared in front of me.
For most concerts nowadays, you're allowed, they keep the photographers there for like 3 or 4 songs, and they're escorted out. Were you able to stay there for the whole 40 minutes?
Yeah. This is before security, me to tell you one of the days about backstage at a Rolling Stones concert.
Do tell.
Yeah, is it now?
Let's not do it now. Let's do it another time. But
wait.
The Beatles concert, no security. There's people, not like it is today, let me tell you.
Well, when you think of a Beatles show back then, you obviously think of all these, girls screaming and passing out. Did you take any pictures of the crowd?
No, I didn't because I didn't want to waste
enough of those.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, why waste it? You got 24 pictures. Who would waste one on the crowd?
24 pictures, and why waste one on the crowd?
But do you remember that happening?
There was a warm-up band, too, called, I think, The Circle.
Red Rubber Ball was their
Red
hit.
Rubber
oh,
Ball.
That awful
I
song.
Didn't take any pictures of them either because I didn't Good. Want to waste any film on it. So.
Amen.
Good.
The Circle opened for the Beatles at the last show in Candlestick, which was just a couple weeks after this.
Yeah.
God, what an incredible
story.
But I
don't blame them for quitting because they were really trying to give a good concert and nobody was listening.
No.
The screaming was too loud, right?
It wasn't like you're going out there and you're going to do your best and people are going to stand up and applaud. No, from the time they came out, everybody was on their feet screaming and yelling and throwing stuff. And it was like
hot. Was hard.
It's very hot in there, too. I mean, I don't know. There was no air conditioning. It was a hot summer day, and it was very hot. I was just sweating
was it hot?
My clothes.
Did they take their coats off? I mean, they're wearing suit coats.
Yeah, no, they didn't take them off.
They didn't. And they played 11 songs at each show, and I noticed the only difference was they closed the second show with I'm Down, and they closed the first show with Long Tall Sally. Do you remember any of the songs going, oh, man, I love this song? I mean, do you remember hearing anything?
No, I was too busy taking pictures, and I could hardly hear them.
Wow.
I
mean,
you want to know the set list?
I mean, the amps, I mean, in the pictures, look at those amps by today's standards.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. Look at how primitive the microphone and the amplification system is in those pictures. I'm amazed that, you could hear them, 10 rows out.
Well, that's why you couldn't hear them. I mean, they played, when I worked in Roanoke, Virginia, they had played at Victory Stadium there, and they played over the football stadium's PA, which was not unusual at that time.
How silly.
Yeah,
I know.
It was, I didn't realize how historic it was until, years later. And when I was in college and the new Beatles record would come out and I'd tell my friends, oh, yeah, I was on stage with them once. And they go, really? Yeah, that's, come on. And I'd show them the pictures.
So you weren't a huge Beatles fan?
Well, I was a fan, yeah. I was a fan. But I wasn't fanatic. You know, I thought it was kind of cool. It was the first concert I ever went to.
I got in because I
knew the guy at the press door, because I had gone there as an assistant for photographer Tony for the Free Press, for the Detroit Free Press. And so I knew the guy, or I didn't know him, but he knew me. So I walked to the back of, you know, the stage door, and nobody was there. And he saw I had a camera bag over my shoulder. And I said, I'm here to see Tony. And he just waved me in. And I went in the back of Olympia Stadium, and there I was at the stage of the concert.
What was the last concert you saw, if that was the first one? Did you see anything recently?
Boy, I can't even think.
Really,
it's been a long time since.
Have you taken pictures at other concerts?
Oh, yeah. I've got a book, too. You should go on my website, elbinger.com. I have a book called Encounters with Remarkable Men, and you can see. I've been on stage with the Rolling Stones.
Wow. Anything happened backstage at that show?
Yeah. Tell us what happened backstage.
Where, at the Stones?
At the Stones.
Yeah, we heard there was a crazy story.
No. I'll show you those pictures some other time, and I'll send you a link to that.
I don't know who told us that.
Okay.
I'm supposed to be on topic, which is the Beatles here. So I was, you know, just walked backstage, walked in, got on the stage, and took pictures.
Hey, let me ask you about one thing. I know that the Beatles are bigger than Jesus thing. John had said that shortly before this show, and I know in the South they had a terrible time with, you know, pastors having Beatle record burnings and stuff.
I didn't see any blowback at all. I don't remember seeing anything to that effect. I mean, I didn't go in the front of the stadium either, because the street was just packed with people who couldn't get in. It's like about an hour before the concert was sold out.
Well,
then, like, another 10,000 people showed up trying to get in. So I didn't even go around the front of the place.
I'm kind of proud to say I think that was a Southern thing. It was a Southern, you know,
yeah,
the Baptist.
I think it was, too.
It really was.
I remember hearing about it, but I didn't see any signs of anybody, you know, burning Beatle albums or something like that, or any signs in the crowd or anything. I think it was just...
We don't do that in the North. Hysteria.
I've never seen anything like it since.
Hey, Doug.
I did. Yeah, go ahead.
It's such a great story. And I mean, how cool to be on the front page of the Free Press and have this giant story for you 50 years later, still talking about this. And I know you were cooking dinner tonight, so we so appreciate you taking time out for us to talk about this fantastic story.
Okay. Well, thank you for... allowing me to share this.
Yeah, and I want to check out your book, and I want to see if you're going to sell me a negative one of these.
All right, well, send me an email, and I'll send you some links to the book and all that.
I sure will.
And send to some more photos.
Hey, thanks a million.
All right, thank you. Where are you guys calling me from, by the way?
From Ferndale.
Oh, really? In Ferndale, Michigan?
Yeah,
well,
sure.
I'm all the way in Bloomfield Hills.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we reach over there.
All right, I got to go do dinner, so hey, have a good afternoon.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks for allowing me to share this with your fans.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, over and out.
Okay, later.
Bye-bye.
Roger, keep it stiff.
Right, bye-bye.
Doug Elbinger.
Hey, let's stay on topic.
Did he sound like he was trying to say that he had to go before we had to go?
Yeah, he did actually. Damn it, he was actually right too.
The first time that's happened to us.
Wow,
we always want people to think we had to go first.
I know.
It's the first time anyone's ever challenged.
Cool little story.
That they had to leave before we did. Yeah, no, it's incredible. 50 years and still, I mean, the front page story of the Free Press. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable.
Although he did admit that there were other pictures out there. I thought he had the only ones, but he has the best ones, I suppose.
Yeah, I think what's happened is they've become scarce, and he's out there talking about his, and they're in a book. But, you know, the negatives, I would assume, would be extremely valuable.
Do you want to hear the set list?
Yeah, go ahead.
As you mentioned, rock and roll music,
mm-hmm.
Followed by You Can Smell My Fart. That's just kind of the part 1B. Number two is She's a Woman. If I Needed Someone, Day Tripper, Babies in Black, I Feel Fine, Yesterday, I Want to Be Your Man, Nowhere Man, Paperback Writer, and then Long Tall Sally.
And I'm Down was the second song, the last song for the first show. Second show. Mm-hmm. I think it was, or was it the other way around?
Oh, this one says 7 p.m.
Now, this morning I was saying that I would have left the show saying, why did they play Help or Hard Day's Night? Or I Saw Her Standing There. What's up with that?
Is it weird that they didn't change their set list ever? Even then?
I don't think people did.
Oh, really?
I mean, they don't now.
Some do. A lot of bands will mix up their set list a lot.
Well, they mixed up 1/11th of it.
I suppose they changed
one song.
Yeah.
It's 10% or 9%.
That's why I'm just trying to think of shows. Like Pearl Jam's always totally different.
Yeah, there's a few. The Dead always, of course.
You know what, though? Coldplay's pretty much the same from show to show.
Some people never change a thing. I mean, it's like it's an ordeal to change anything in a show.
But
silly.
Black Keys mix it up pretty well, I thought. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. But, I mean, God, I wonder how much money he's made off those 13 pictures. I have a feeling it's a pretty penny. You said that book.
He should.
He optioned him for that book.
Well, it led to a good career, too.
Good, yeah,
good
damn right.
You.
Hey, speaking of old pictures, this guy is selling his pictures from his 18-month relationship with Madonna for a documentary. Did you
really?
See this story?
No.
I thought this was really funny. An ex-boyfriend for 37 years ago has released private bedroom tapes of the Material Girl before she was famous. Singer Dan Gilroy. Deeply personal letters, photographs, and recordings Madonna made in the boudoir to filmmaker Guy Guido. For a documentary.
Wait, how old would she have been? Like, what year was this?
79.
Well, she's probably pretty hot then, right?
Yeah, she looks good in a couple of these pictures. She looks pretty good.
He saved them.
She was a drummer for his band.
First moved to New York, I believe, right?
Okay, right. She
started
left Michigan.
Yeah.
The documentary entitled Emmy and the Breakfast Club will focus on that three-year period from 79 to 82, right before the singer rocketed to superstardom, included interviews and reenactments. Oh, come on. Oh,
boring. I was going to give him crap for hanging on to him for like 6 years until she became famous, but it was really more like 2 years and he was in the band with
her.
So
right.
I guess that's forgivable, right?
Yeah.
You probably beat off to him on the time,
120 too. Minute recording. Oh, no question. 120 minute
every
recording.
Every time he saw a video, he just was beating up like crazy because he did it.
120 minute recording the couple made in bed captures the pair having fun with each other in bedroom talk and also getting a little philosophical life discussion.
Oh,
I'm sure that was deep.
God, is that stupid.
Did you know she openly kissed Madonna?
Philosophical.
Can I request somebody please let me know what part of the movie that's in so I can walk out for a while?
If I put in your butt, do you think you'll see God or Satan? That's the philosophical talk.
How stupid.
Ugh, just go to bed.
Yeah, I don't know. That might be kind of funny. I'm sure she must be
horrified.
So oh God.
Emphasis on the whore.
Yes.
I'm sure she would be very frightened to hear it. Which kind of makes me want them to put it out. I'm glad they're putting it out there.
Yeah, me too. Why not? Did you see Matt Damon's daughters rejected from this exclusive New York private school? That's the same laugh I had when I first read the story.
Why?
Because they're booked. They're full and they can't take any more students.
Really?
But get this. Okay, his kids, by the way, are tiny. I mean, when I read the story and I saw how much it costs, it's like, God, what is this, like a pre-college or a prep school or something? There's how small his kids are.
She looks like she's like five. This is what, kindergarten? Yeah.
Cost $36,000 to $42,000 to go to this school.
There's a school in this area that comes close to that.
I'd love to know.
Cranbrook's incredibly expensive even at that age.
For a kindergarten?
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because I know a few Cranbrook people whose educational life didn't turn out all that well.
Oh, really? Did they start in kindergarten?
I don't know.
Maybe that was the key.
I just think $36,000 to $40,000 for kindergarten or first grade or second.
It's not
absurd.
It's not that much. I want to say it was like 20, 22, but still.
Well, this is New York, and it's all actors' kids, I guess, pretty much.
So is Damon's response, all right, how much do I have to donate?
No, I think it's wait till next year. I don't think it okay. Sounds like they're fully and thoroughly rejected.
Did you see the other, what do you want to call it? I guess the other hubbub with Matt Damon?
What's the...
He was cast to play this role. I think the movie's called Great Wall, so he's playing an Asian.
He's playing an Asian? Matt Damon?
Yes.
Come on.
And so this female actress, Asian actress, got really mad, which, okay, on the surface, that's the story, right?
Uh-huh.
But the rest of the story is it's like this sci-fi futuristic movie where he's not necessarily Chinese the way – that's the way it was explained to me. But really, the answer is because Hollywood's making a blockbuster that they want to sell around the world, so they need a big name like Matt Damon.
Well, it's like Tom Cruise being the Last Samurai.
It's exactly the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
You're 100% correct. But they like to compare it to, who's the girl that played the half-Asian, half-Hawaiian? Emma Stone played a half-Asian, half-Hawaiian girl.
The movie with...
I don't know what the movie was. A movie no one saw.
Bradley Cooper in it. Is it Aloha?
Yeah.
I've seen it.
You have?
Yeah. She's supposed to be... Wait, this is really funny. I did not pay real close attention to the movie. It's not a great movie.
Okay, so you
she's
didn't watch
to be,
it.
She's supposed to be half Hawaiian in that movie?
Half Hawaiian, half Asian.
What?
Yes.
What?
There's a big
come
blow
on,
up over
that's
that.
Ridiculous.
Of course.
I didn't even know that, and I saw the movie. I'm serious.
Well, it must not have been germane to the plot if it didn't really matter, right?
I don't think so. I don't know. It was not a great movie.
Guy, it sounded really stupid.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's her ex-boyfriend, and she's married to the actor who played Pam's boyfriend in The Office.
Oh, yeah.
John
Krasinski.
Yeah, there you go.
Sounds like a great flick.
I don't know. I'm kind of Bradley Cooper'd out, to be honest.
Really? Yeah, what else has he done lately? What else has Cooper done?
He's in a Joy movie.
Oh, God, no one saw that, did they?
I think
did you
they
see
did.
It?
I did, yeah.
Oh, boy. Was it good?
It wasn't bad, actually.
It's based on a self-made woman, yeah.
Yeah. No, it wasn't bad. You know, she's Jennifer Lawrence's good actress.
She's
I like her.
Awesome.
Yeah.
She's beautiful, too. What were you going to say, Brandon?
Well, he's also in the upcoming War Dogs movie with Jonah Hill. And
he was the sniper in that.
Oh, American Sniper?
Yeah. Limitless. I guess
I love Limitless.
I love that movie, too. I love that movie.
Silver Linings Playbook. Which is a great flick.
American Hustle.
Great flick.
He's in a million movies.
Yeah, I saw Burnt, where he played a chef.
You saw that movie?
That movie got terrible reviews.
Oh, God.
It was kind of a chick flick, wasn't it?
I was going to say, why'd you see it?
Because Kristen and I have been really into this MasterChef Hell's Kitchen kick. And so, yeah.
It has something to do with Kristen.
So we saw a chef movie.
Honestly.
Can't you just say, Kristen wanted to watch it.
Honestly, how much of the remote does she control?
To Kristen. Kristen said, we're watching this.
She pretty much primarily controls the remote in your household, correct?
Not true, no. She does have her nights. She'll have her bachelorette nights, and I've become a fan of the show because of it.
That's the only night she's
all right,
in charge.
That's
Monday,
adorable.
Monday night?
Yeah, for the most part.
She doesn't watch any of those Bravo shows?
HGTV once in a while.
Okay.
HGTV rules. There's some not good bad. Stuff on there. What's she watch on there? Tiny House.
Flip This House. Flip or Flop. Yeah.
Those are good shows. I kind of like those shows.
Yeah.
You know what? I love watching those shows because I think it's amazing what people do with houses, but then I just get really angry because why can't I just go do that and buy a house and flip it and sell it? You know what I mean? I get really angry at him because I don't have any of those skills.
I know.
I can never do that.
It is kind of annoying. But you know what? You don't have to have the skills yourself. As long as you have the ideas, you can have someone else do the work. Those guys
don't have any ideas
themselves.
You know that.
Okay.
I don't know. I was watching My Old Man show CBS Sunday Morning.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, they had an interview. They interviewed the shooter, the cop that shot the Texas clock tower shooter. What the hell was his name?
They interviewed, wait, which guy?
Martinez, the guy we talked
to. Ramiro was on there?
Ramiro's on CBS Sunday Morning. Of course,
did they
I
challenge
it.
Him on the six shots
no.
that he missed? They didn't?
It was never brought up.
What?
They interview him, and of course he says, I got the one shot, and was it McCoy? McCoy was the other guy?
Yeah.
And then McCoy got the second shot in. That's how he described it.
Deputy Crumb.
Here's the worst part. No mention of Deputy Crumb.
What?
I was livid. I almost wrote a letter to CBS Sunday Morning. No, they
can
talked
you imagine
about
how much tape was on the floor for that. Because I mean, you know he does not edit his story.
No. No, but they talk about a civilian that raced up there with them. And I'm like, yeah, and he deputized
Crumb, the Crumbster.
He deputized him. Deputy Crumb. Poor Deputy Crumb.
How
but you know what's funny?
Deputy Crumb.
Martinez outlived them all. So he gets to tell the story now.
Story all to himself, except for the daughters out there going, that's bullshit.
He also told, oh, man, this is quite dubious. I won't embarrass him because I liked him. I thought talking to him was fascinating.
Oh, come on. What was it? Out with it.
So there was a lady that was shot. She was pregnant. Baby died. It's terrible.
Oh, I saw her.
Okay. And the guy
and
that
the
saved
guy
her?
That saved her. Yeah.
Okay, that was the same story.
I missed Ramirez.
He's
oh,
at
my
the,
God.
He's at the very end. So then he talks about
Martinez. Ramiro
Martinez. Martinez. What do we keep calling him? Ramirez.
I called him Ramirez.
Yeah, whatever.
Ramirez.
So he keeps talking about how he was a medic in the military. And so when he ran by her, it was a really tough decision because his instinct was to help her. But he had to remember he was an officer and had to go stop the shooter.
Wait, officers render aid too?
Thank you. That was my thought. It was
That's
like
preposterous.
If you're running by her, get her out of harm's way. Instead, two civilians went up there and grabbed
her. That's why a lot of people get away is because cops stop to render aid. I mean, it happens all the time.
Exactly. And it's not like they were in that big of a hurry to take him out. I mean, they didn't know what to do. But I just thought it was funny that he's like, I really had to wrestle with stopping to.
Oh, come on.
He also didn't bring up the fact that he sued the makers of the movie.
Oh,
anyway, the point of that was on CBS Sunday Morning, they had the new couple that has a show on, I think, HGTV that buys houses and flips them in Waco, Texas.
Wait, a guy and a girl?
Guy and a girl. They're married. What?
Chip and JoJo?
It might be.
She's kind of hot.
She's kind of hot. He's and he's a total tool.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Okay. And I remember watching that going, these people? These people on TV? Because he actually said the line of, well, I always felt like in my life people were following me around with cameras.
Oh, shut up. I would have terminated the show just from saying that if I were involved in it in any way, shape, or form.
I was a little perturbed and sped
is
through
that
the rest
Chip
of
and JoJo?
Stuff.
Let
me see. Yeah,
wait,
she's
is that?
She's like an
hot.
Asian chick. Yeah.
Yeah, that's them.
She's like Hawaiian.
Wait, is she the one? Did she used to be on a Bravo show?
I don't think so.
You sure?
I'm not positive, but judging by the story I watched, it was just that. Was she?
Well, I don't know. I definitely see.
Well, you've
her all
seen
the
that
time.
Show.
She looks familiar as hell to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
She's in a Bravo show.
I don't think okay. she is either.
Okay, the just changing subjects kind of radically here. The floods in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Okay, the amazing rescue of the woman in the car and the dog.
Oh,
were you happier when the dog came out or the woman?
Well, the dog was less annoying.
Amen. She hit him on the head and was like, my dog's in there. My dog's in there.
Exactly.
Like it's his job to save her ass and
exactly.
her stupid dog. They were both out of the water at that point. Why couldn't she go in and get the dog? She was yelling at the guy.
Why didn't she have her dog to begin with?
I don't know.
By
she should have been holding the dog.
Watching, how deep was that water?
Not that deep.
Because the car was, you know.
The water seeped into the car when he got the window down. The water was seeping in. So in other words, she was cool.
Well, the way it looked was like a 45-degree angle. It looked like it was going into a pond. The guy jumps in and stands up.
I know.
So I was like, wait, it can't be more than 4 feet deep.
Well, I remember the story in, it was on one of our local channels about the rescue following all the rain. And people were somebody was standing on their car on 696. The water was like this deep. It was basically that they didn't want to get their shoes wet. And so someone came.
You want to get there? Well, I told you about the rains in Maryland when that guy who got swept away. Remember the Maryland rains and it created that stream door?
Yeah.
The guy gets swept away, fights his way back. They make this human bridge, and the chick didn't want to get out at all because she didn't want to get her phone wet. So when you see her going across the human bridge, she had her phone up in the air.
Ridiculous.
And then the old man, I don't know why all these being saved from water stories are coming up, but remember the old man that was saved in Lake St. Clair recently?
In Lake St. Clair?
Is it Lake St. Clair? I don't know. St. Clair River.
What, he falling out? He falling out? Was he?
It was a recent story.
Ice flow or something?
It's Lake St. Clair. Oh,
recent.
It was Lake St. Clair, right? Yeah. Somebody said, I think it was someone that texted in.
Said she's grabbing this guy's head.
Serious issue, shallow thought on the St. Clair crash.
Uh huh.
The guy's automatic wipers were still going off because the windshield was wet.
Oh, that guy. That guy. I know who you're talking about now. Yeah. The 65-year-old just drove into the water.
Yeah. That was a brilliant observation, though.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I didn't notice that, and I saw the story too. Watch when he pulls her out.
It's 2 feet.
She's a dick to him.
What? Get my dog.
Get my dog. Get my dog.
Get my dog.
Get my dog.
Now.
Now. Get my dog.
I can't get the dog.
Stop.
Here. I can't get the dog.
Get out of his way, you idiot.
Maybe she's gone.
No, she bit Dubby. I've been having
I got your dog.
I wish you would have right, Drew. I wish you would have gotten the dog first.
I know, what a beast! I was way happier about the dog, and she is gonna bring misery to some people. I guarantee you, the dog will bring only happiness.
That dog will contribute more to society than that woman will.
Easily.
Not to mention, she's not the hottest chick that's ever been rescued.
Get my dog.
Get my dog.
She does sound like Ruth Williams. My dog.
Water. She's ordering around. She's barely out of the water. She's ordering him around.
Get my dog.
Shut up. You get your dog. You know where it is.
Water. I can't get the dog.
Stop.
Here.
Water. No.
I can't get the dog.
Seth.
Maybe she's gone.
No. She better not be.
She better not be.
You're going to beat the shit out of him?
Wait, go back.
Go back again for a sec. It looks like he dunks her at one part.
I'll go down.
No, she dunks herself, actually.
I can't get the dog.
Stop.
Here.
Are you sure about that?
I can't get the dog.
Seth.
You sure his right arm didn't yank her under and shut her up?
I wouldn't be surprised.
No, she bit Dubby. I've been having
her. I got your dog.
Oh,
oh, look at the dog. The dog's not ordering anyone around when it came out.
Did you get that dog a little too easily? Like he was holding it down that whole time?
Kind of weird, isn't it?
Like, almost like he was setting up for dramatic. I think I'm calling shenanigans.
Set up.
Where's that dog come from? That's really weird. Oh, I thought. Shut up.
I'll go down. Hold on.
I can't get the dog. Here.
She goes down and gets nothing.
I can't get the dog.
She's not even going in the right direction.
Maybe she's gone.
No, she bit Dubby. I've been having
her. I got your dog.
Oh. I think you got that dog a little too easily.
Like a magic trick or something.
That's what I mean. He had it in his coat the whole time. He was going to kidnap that dog until she started screaming for it. He's like, oh, crap. I better pretend I'm going to save it now.
Well, she is kind of frightening looking, isn't she? Jesus.
Get my dog.
It will not
be.
Get my dog.
Someone was doing a live report from there on ABC.
Get my dog. Get my dog. My dog.
And he's talking about how bad the floods were. And next thing you know, a car goes tooling by behind him.
What?
Yes. Like, no. Well, it doesn't look like it's that bad. That road's not even shut down.
Get my dog. Get my dog.
Your dog's gone, man.
Get my dog. It better not be. It better not be. Dog's gone, bitch. Screw the dog. I got you. It better not be.
All right. Well, you're going back on her, honey. And then he yanks her down.
Get my dog.
Get my dog.
Get my dog.
Can I have another serious issue, an even shallower thought?
I have one shallower. I think she smokes 3 packs a day.
What kind of ethnicity is she?
Good question. I have no idea.
Get my dog.
Her dog.
Get my dog. Get my dog.
I mean, all right.
Is she Asian? Is she Southern? White trash? Is she black? I honestly have no idea.
I think she's white.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Get my dog.
Her dog.
Get my dog.
You know what? Her English seems very limited. I think she knows 3 words. Get my dog.
She knows it better not be.
I can't get the dog.
Stop.
Here.
Wow, Mark, I have no idea. You know, she could be black.
I can't get the dog.
Seth.
I mean,
maybe she's gone.
I think she's Eastern, maybe, too.
She better not be.
She better not be.
There's like an implication it's his fault if the dog's not there.
I know, exactly. Like he's in deep shit.
You stole my dog. So I saw him put my dog in your shirt.
Get my dog.
Get my dog.
Get my dog.
She's grabbing him. That's what's so funny about it. She grabs his head at one point. Like, you will.
That's why.
You will get my dog.
That's why he dunked her. Now, surely this lady has been on, like, CBS.
She's been everywhere.
This morning.
She's been everywhere.
Doing interviews?
Oh, I don't know about interviews. Oh, let's find her. You know, why don't we end part one, since this is our first part one, part two.
After all, Drew's got a dog.
It's an hour and 40 seconds since we're just about right on time.
All right, I'm going to find this lady. She's got to be around there.
We'll have part two. We'll start part two, hopefully with an interview with this lady, see if she'll talk like that. Get my dog.
Got my dog.
Better not be.
We should call him.
And also Olympic highlights. And did we find the pizza guy has been ordered not to order pizza anymore?
You know.
What?
The story.
Horrifying.
The story said that he's been calling from various phone numbers, a whole bunch of different ones.
Making fake orders for pizza.
And sure enough, when I look him up, he's listed with like 18 numbers. So I called every single one, and I've gotten some people that said, no, the wrong number. I've gotten a lot of bad phone numbers.
Do people know him?
No, no one says they have, but his mugshot looks like he's a pretty upstanding citizen.
Oh, yeah, he's in great shape. He works out, obviously.
I keep trying for him.
Also, there's a lot of Olympic news today. The Ryan Lochte robbery.
Oh, wow.
Amongst other things, Gabby Douglas having a tough time with social media.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. She's getting pounded.
A few things.
Not any one thing. And much, much more, because it's Monday, and my God, we haven't done anything since Friday, so all sorts of stuff we're getting caught up on in part two of the podcast, coming up.
Get my dog.
Get my dog.
Get my dog.
Better not,
mate. Get my dog.
Better not, mate.